I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Prostitution, begging, gathering food from the trash. This is often what awaits a woman in India when her husband dies. There are 115 million widows around the world, and a third of them live in India. This Sunday, June 21st, is International Widows Day, and Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos explains why a woman in India is ostracized for her husband's death.
It doesn't matter how the husband died. It's her fault. She must have done something bad in her past life. The husband now is paying for the sins of his wife's wrongdoing.
GFA ministers to Indian widows with aid and the gospel. It's truly life-changing. Just go to our website to get involved. Next, continuing our spotlight on India, we turn next to Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman.
In many ways, becoming a widow is like a social death. You are literally outcast from your own family, from your own community.
India's society sees widowhood as a curse from the gods, but Mission India's adult literacy classes are bringing widows hope. See, job options open up when widows learn how to read, and that gives them hope for the future. They also learn about the one true God who loves them, giving widows hope for eternity. And can a week at camp change a life? AMG International says, you bet it can. Over the years, thousands of kids connected to AMG's programs have spent time at camps in the Philippines, Thailand, and in Guatemala. In fact, many decisions for Christ have been made at camp. Mission teams come in to help run the camps, and their lives change too, because they can see God's fingerprints everywhere. It boils down to the simplicity of the gospel affecting change. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, Eminence Making available, the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.